Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by Stephen Rubert on the occasion of his father's yard site and the Shem of Yosef ben Moshe Shtav and Aliyah from the Zichus of Our Learning, and we thank Stephen Rubert very much for the sponsorship. Today's shir is also sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman. Once again, the Zichus for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have for Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we left off about five lines from the bottom of the page, or Alicia left off five lines on the bottom of the page, and we thank Alicia Graf again very, very much for covering the daf while I was in Eretz Yisrael this past week. It was not an easy week of daf Yomi, but we left off five lines from the bottom of the page. Hai asei hechi dami. So what we're discussing is that the Mishnah gives a list of averos for which the Seir Mishtalech is Mechaper, and on the list it seems to be repetitive. It mentions Aseis and Kalos, Los Aseis and Chamuros, so it seems a little bit repetitive in the list, so that we try to explain what that list is all about. Then our Gemara is going to tell us that our Mishnah, which says that the Seir Mishtalech is Mechaper for Mitzvah Asei, has to be talking about someone who didn't do Tshuva, and therefore assumes, like Rebbe, that Yom HaKippurim can be Mechaper even without Tshuva. And that's going to lead to a long discussion about that idea of Yom HaKippurim being mechaper without tshuva, and how that's a machlokes tanoim. And the Gemara is going to have suggestions how anyone can ever be chayiv kares for violating Yom HaKippurim if you hold that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper without tshuva. What about the chayiv kares for Yom Kippur? Shouldn't you get instant atonement? As soon as you do the Avera, there's automatic kapara. So we're going to have a number of different suggestions as to how that's possible. Three different suggestions as to how that's possible. Then on Amabez, we're going to have two different opinions whether the Seir Mishtalech is Mechaper for Kohanim by Shar Averos, meaning not by Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh but by other Averos, just like it's Mechaper for Yisraelim by Shar Averos. Or do we say no, that the Kaparas Kohanim never comes from the same place as Kaparas Yisraelim? So if it's the Seir Mishtalech that's Mechaper for Yisraelim, it cannot be the Seir Mishtalech that's Mechaper for Kohanim. We're also going to have two opinions, the same two opinions, in what way we compare the Seir LaHashem to the Seir Mishtalech. Is it in their kapara, or is it in their appearance, or something else? And we're also going to have two opinions, and again, related to the two previous opinions, that we're going to have two opinions whether Rabbi Yehuda might be the author of the Braisa that says that if Kohanim can't have kapara with the par, that they wouldn't be getting any kapara at all, which implies, it seems to imply at least, that there is no kapara from the Seir for the Kohanim. So we're going to try to say, oh, does that have to be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, or could that does that have to be assuming like Rabbi Shimon, or could it even be following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? So again, we left off on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So let's pick up from Hai Asei Hei Chidami, which is let's go back to the two dots just to get back into the flow of things. So we had said in the Mishnah that the Seir is Mechaper for the Shara Averus Shabbatara Kalos. Chamuros, donos, shkagos. So going back to the two dots, says the Gemara, hainu kalos, hainu asei velos asei. Kalos, by definition, means aseis and los aseis. Chamuros, hainu krisos and misos beizdin. Chamuros, by definition, means krisos and misos beizdin. Hoda, hainu mezid. Lo hoda, hainu shogeg. Hoda is a reference to mezid, and lo hoda is a reference to shogeg. So why do we list all of these items as if they are separate from each other? So I'm Rav Yehuda Kamaral. Shar v'erish ha-petor, bein kalos, bein chamuros. On all other averos in the Torah, whether they be kalos or chamuros, bein shasan b'shogeg, bein shasan b'mezid, and those kalos v'chamuros, whether you did them b'shogeg or whether you did them b'mezid, Osan Shahasan Bishogeg, and the ones that you did Bishogeg, we could then divide into subcategories. Bein Noda Lo Sveikan, Bein Lo Noda Lo Sveikan, whether you've come to a realization about the Safek, meaning you realize that you ate a Safek Chelev, or you don't even realize that you've eaten a Safek Chelev, and then we just identify the Elohim Kalos. What are Kalos? Asei Velos Asei. The Elohim Chamuros, and what are Chamuros? Krisos Mises Beisdin. So that is what the Seir is Mechaper for. So says the Gemara, Hai Asei Hechidami. What's the case where an Asei is going to be, the Seir is going to be Mechaper for a violation of an Asei? Because Mimal Nefshach, Idolo of a Tshuva, if the person didn't do any Tshuva yet, then Zevach Rishoyim Toeva, then the Karban should not be Mechaper for him at all, because it's a Zevach Rishoyim, it's a Karban of a Rasha. He hasn't done Tshuva. And Ida of a Tshuva, and if he already did tshuva. You don't need to wait for the seer of Yom HaKippurim to be mechaper for him. Kol Yom Anami. Detanya, Avraham Mitzseva asa tshuva lo zaz mishamat shemachlin lo. Then every single day he has tshuva. You don't have to wait for Yom Kippur to, he has kapari. You don't have to wait for Yom Kippur to be mechaper for him. If he does tshuva on the spot, he's going to get a kapara. Tosos writes in Dibra Maschil lo that over here it's mashma that only if he does an assay tshuva's mechaper, but not on a los assay. Maseches Yuman daf pei and beis, the Mishnah says that even on a los assay tshuva's mechaper, and that's what it says in Chagiga daf pei amar alef as well, that anyone who is osed davar umischaret, he does something, he does an avera which sounds like a los assay, and he has charata mochlin lo miyad, he gets mechila right away. So Tosfos is bothered by the stira. It sounds over here that you only get mechila right away if it's on an assay, but it sounds in these other places, lo zaz mishamat shema, it sounds in these other places in Maseches Yuma and Maseches Chagiga that even on a los assay you'll get instant atonement. So says Tosfos that if a person violates an assay, he gets mechila gemura. By other averes, by los assays, yeah, he gets mechila, but not mechila gemura. It's just mechilim lo asadin. He gets like a little bit of a lighter punishment than he otherwise would have gotten. So there's some level of mechila, but it's not an absolute mechila. Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah shin samach dalid, Osia dalid thinks that answer is very dachuk, to suggest that there are multiple levels of mechila, and the Gemara in Yuma and Chagiga just didn't bother telling us about that. That when you violate, it sounds like from those Gemaras, asay and los asay are the same thing. So that's what Minchas Chinuch says. No, a los asay, there's a machlokas whether tshuva alone is mechaper. Rabbi Shmuel in Yuma Daf Pevav disagrees with the Mishnah. He holds that tshuva is not mechaper for a los asay. So our Gemara is asking from an assay because we're asking from the type of violation that everyone agrees that lechola deus in tanaim, everyone would agree that there would be instant kapara for. It's also the whole implication of this discussion is that an assay is more kal than a los assay. The Gilin Marsha writes that it sounds from here that a los assay is more chamor than an assay, and that's what it sounds like in Yuma Peyam Beis where the Gemara says hashta los assay tshuva mechaperes assay mi ba'i. If tshuva is mechaper for a lav, of course it's going to be mechaper for an assay. And the Yad Malachi brings many proofs that a los assay is more chamer than an assay. The primary proof is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Zayin, where it says beferish that a los assay is chamer than an assay. And based on that, he has trouble with the Ramban in Shemos Perichav Pasuk Zayin, a famous Ramban. When the Ramban comments on Zachar v'Shamur, that it says Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Kadsho and Shamur is Yom HaShabbos Kadsho, in the two versions of the Aseres Hadibros, that Zachar is a mitzvah assay of Shabbos, Shamur is the mitzvah los assay of Shabbos. And the Ramban writes that mitzvahs assay of Shabbos emanate from the midah of ahavas Hashem. Mitzvahs los assay of Shabbos emanate from yiras Hashem. Not just of Shabbos, all mitzvahs assay come from a sense of ahava. When you love someone, you want to do positive for them. When you're fearful of somebody, you tread carefully. You're walking on eggshells. You don't want to do the wrong thing. So that is los assay. And ahava is gadol meyira. Ahava is greater than yira, and that's why assay is dochalos assay, says the Ramban. So I ask all the Achronim, how could the Ramban say such a thing that assay is dochalos assay because ava is greater than yira and every assay is an expression of ava? What do you mean? I thought los assays are more chamur than assay. So shouldn't los assays be? Shouldn't we therefore say yira is greater than ava, or just reject the Ramban's entire comparison, entire association between ava and yira and assays and los assays? So if Nissim go to Masechet Shabbos, Navkuf Lamed Gimel says that this is something that people raise the question about. How can an assay be docha los assay, which is more chamur? And we know normally chamur is docha the kal. And he says, no, it must be that when the Torah says lo sil b'shatnes, and then it adds gedilim tase, you're not allowed to wear shatnes. And then it says where tzitzis, it must be that the Torah is telling us that there is no los assay in the context of tzitzis. It's not that the assay is docha the los assay because it overpowers it. Assay can't overpower los assay. Los assay is more chamur. No, it's just that the Torah is revealing to us that when you have the assay and the los assay simply doesn't apply. The Torah never commanded us in that los assay. However, a number of other acharim suggest that there's a big difference. I think my brother writes this in a sefer Nesiach B'chukecha, that there's a, I think he quotes from other acharim, that there's a big difference between the punishment one gets for an act, for a violation, versus the reward one gets for a fulfillment. When one fulfills a mitzvah assay, he actively
did something. So that is comes with greater schar than having fulfilled a lo saseh by not eating pork today, by not eating nevela today. But certainly the schar is greater. But when it comes to the punishment, the onesh for the violation of a lo saseh, when one violates a lo saseh, one does eat nevela, that is a greater onesh than violating an asay, than not putting on tefillin, than not taking lulav. So that's the difference. That asay is docha lo saseh, yeah, ahava is an expression that is greater than yira, but nevertheless, a violation of a lo saseh is more chomer than a violation of an asay. So says the Gemara, but back in our Gemara, right, what are we talking about over here? We want to know, how could it be that the Seir Meshalech is ever going to be mechaper for a mitzvah saseh? If you did tshuva, you don't need Yom Kippur to be mechaper, or any of its karbanos to be mechaper. You get instant kapara whenever you do it. And if you didn't do tshuva, then Yom Kippur shouldn't be mechaper. So that's the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, now we're finally on today's daf, but omeid b'mardo v'rebihi, that we're assuming that the person is omeid b'mardo, that he's still being moreed against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and meaning he did not do tshuva. Aye, then how could anything be mechaper from if he didn't do tshuva? We're assuming like the shita of Rabbi, as we're about to see. Rabbi holds that Yom Kippurim has the ability to be mechaper even if he does not do tshuva. D'tanya, the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Yomar Akolver Shabbatar Bein Lasa Tshuva Bein Lo Asa Tshuva Yom Kippurim mechaper. All averos in the Torah, whether you did tshuva or whether you didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for those averos. There you have it, except for only three exceptions: Chutz Miporek Ol Umegal Panu BaTorah Umefer Brispa Basar. Except for someone who is kofar be'ikr, that's porik ol, someone who's megalah panim batorah, which is many deos in the Rishonim, what each of these things mean. But megalah panim batorah, Rashi says he's baal divrei Torah with chutzpah and azus panim, like Menashe that sat darshening agado shaldofi, and he was mocking mocking the Torah Hashem. So that's megalah panim batorah. The Tashbis writes that it's coming up with perushim in the Torah that are shalok halacha, that the Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Chafei says someone who's mefarish the pasuk umizarach halotitin lahavir lemolach, that it means not to marry a non-Jewish woman and therefore give birth to a child who's going to be for avodah zara. So meshaskino subnezifa, we vigorously quiet such a person down because he's being megala panu b'Torah shaloka halacha. That's not what the pasuk means. So to come up with perushim in the Torah that are against what the halacha says, that's what we try to reject. L'chara people do that all the time. Right? People interpret Pesukim however they like to interpret Pesukim. They say, and they call that Divrei Torah, right? They say Divrei Torah all the time like that. You always hear Divrei Torah like that. So not everyone agrees, I guess, that every shot in Torah has to be kehalacha, but I guess if it's to deny the halacha, if it's to say that's what it means to the exclusion of the halacha, then that would be a significant problem. The Rambam in Hilchos Shuvah, in the third paragraph of Hilchos Shuvah, writes, someone who does the Averos biyad rama, like Yoyakim, whether he does kalos, whether he does chamuros, he's ein lo chelik lo maba, and that's what megala panu b'Torah is, to have the azus, the chutzpah, to not be embarrassed to do averos in a public way that everybody sees. That's what megala panu b'Torah is. And the third example of someone who tshuva will not, I'm sorry, who Yom Kippur will not be mechaper for in the absence of tshuva is umefar bris bebasar. Someone who's mefar bris bebasar. Rashi and Tosafot say that means someone is doesn't get a bris mila. Simple. That's mefar bris bebasar. However, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah in the third paragraph of Pirkei Avos say that no, it's not just someone who doesn't get a bris mila. It's worse. Someone who's moshech bar lasso, he dafka doesn't want to appear gemalt, so he's moshech bar lasso. That's what it sounds like from the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Peya. The Bar Tanura says that mefar bris includes both of them. Either that he didn't get a mila, or that he was Moshech Ba'ar Lasso. In the Sefer Yad David, he quotes from the Kray Kodesh that Lishitasam, you could ask Tosas Kash, because the Gemara over there says in Yivamos that the Isser is Drabanan. And that's what the Ram himself paskins, that Moshech Ba'ar Lasso is only an Isser Drabanan. So how can you say that that's the definition of Mefer Bris B'Basar? So he says, certainly Meikra Din, he would have a din of a Mohul. And if he does Tshuva, even though he didn't mal himself again, he would get his Kapari, he would be a Ben Olam Abba. Because Minatori, considered a mahul. But nevertheless, so long as he's Moshech Bar Lasso, in order to appear like an Arel, so he's being Mevazeh the Mila. And that's the Chi of Kares. That's the Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. Granted, on a Daraisa level, he's a mahul. You can't undo Mila in a halachic way on a Daraisa level. But just by that overt act of showing that he's not interested in appearing like a mahul, meaning there's an Indian of Mila, there are multiple mitzvahs of Mila. There's the mitzvah of doing a Maisa Mila, and then there's the Indian of walking around with the os on a person's body, and a person should be happy that he has that os. Someone who's Moshech Bar Lasso is denying that os. So in those three cases, Shemasa Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper Vimlav and Yom Kippur Mechaper, only if one does Tshuva is Yom Kippur Mechaper. If he does not do Tshuva, Yom Kippur will not be Mechaper. So that must be what our Mishnah means when our Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper for someone who violates an assay. Well, why does he need Yom Kippur? Because he didn't do tshuva, and we're assuming, like Rebbe, that tshuva is mechaper for all mitzvahs assay, even if you didn't do tshuva, except for these three averos. Tshuva is not just mitzvah assay, tshuva is that Yom Kippur is mechaper for everything, even if you didn't do tshuva, except for these three averos. Now, it is interesting, we're associating this with Shitas Rebbe. Now, Rebbe says, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippurim Mechaper. Our Mishnah doesn't say Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Our Mishnah says the Seir is Mechaper. So, which is it? Is it the Yom Kippurim that's Mechaper? Or is it the particular carbon that's brought on Yom Kippurim? Nafkamina, Bizman Azeh. Do we assume that it's Sumo Shel Yom? That Yom Kippurim itself is going to be Mechaper? So, Rishonim asked the Kasha, how could Rabbi Zera associate our Mishnah with Rebbe that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper even if people don't do Tshuva? The Mishnah says Zir Mishtalech is what's Mechaper. Rebbe says Yom Kippurim is Mechaper. So the Ran says, don't suggest that when Rebbe says that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper, he means with the Seir Mishtalech, because then what's the Gemara going to ask later on? The Gemara is going to ask, according to Rebbe, how could anyone ever be Chayev Kares for violating Yom Kippur? You should get instant Kapara. Very simple answer. You violate Yom Kippur after the Seir Mishtalech. So Mele, you can get Kares. No, the fact that the Gemara doesn't give that answer, apparently the Gemara assumes that according to Rebbe, you don't need the Seir Mishtalech to have the Kaparas Yom HaKippurim, that happens automatically that you'll have Kaparas Yom HaKippurim. So the Rashba and the Ran suggest that Rebbe holds that each of them can be Mechaper. Yom HaKippurim could be Mechaper, or the Seir Mishtalech could be Mechaper. And the Kaparas HaSeir comes Mikoach HaYom, similar to the Kaparas HaYom coming Mikoach HaYom. The Tana, the Mishnah, holds like Rebbe, and he just happens to mention the example of the Seir being Mechaper without Tshuva. Whereas Rebbe assumes, Rebbe mentions the example of the Yom being Mechaper without tshuva. The Ritva, however, says that no, when Rebbe says Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper for those who don't do tshuva, it's not the kapara of the Yom itself. You need the karbonos of the Yom, the Seir Bizman Shavis Mishkayim. The fact that the Gemara doesn't give that as the answer later on when we ask how you can ever be Chayiv Kares for Yom HaKippurim, if why don't we just say that the guy does it after the Shiluach HaSayir? So the Ritva says because the Sayir is Mechaper even on those avonos that are going to be done la'achar shilucho, meaning you can get the kapara in advance, which is an amazing chiddush that there's such a thing, that you can sort of protect yourself in advance, that the Seir Mishtalech is going to be mechaper in advance of the avera that is being done. Now, Tosfos later on in the bottom of the page is also going to have a few different ways to suggest how we resolve this discrepancy, whether it's Yom HaKippurim or the Seir Mishtalech. Well, let's get further down the page first. So says Gemara, my time at the Rebbe, where does Rebbe get the idea that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even if a person doesn't do tshuva? Titanya, Kidvar Hashem Baza, Zeapori, I mean, except for those three Averos, except for the three Averos that we identified of Porik Ol, Megalopan HaBatorah, and Mefer Prispa Basar. So the Pasuk says, Kidvar Hashem Baza, Zeaporik Ol, Megalopan HaBatorah. When it says Dvar Hashem Baza, that's a reference to someone who's Porik Ol and someone who's Megalopanim HaBatorah. Ves mitzvasa hefer, ze hamefer bris b'basar. Ves mitzvasa hefer, that's a reference to being mefer bris b'basar. That's what we assume is mitzvaso in the singular. That Avram Avinu, when he had Bris Mila, that's all he had. That was his only mitzvah. So when we say mitzvah so, that a person was made for the mitzvah, it's got to be Bris. Hikares lefnei Yom HaKippurim, Tikares liachar Yom HaKippurim. He's going to be chayv kares both before Yom Kippur and after Yom Kippur for these averos, for these three averos. Yachla afilu asa tshuva, you might think that's true even if he did tshuva. Tamal omar avon haba, lo amarti el bizman, shavon haba. He's only going to be chayv kares even after Yom Kippur for these three averos if he didn't do tshuva. The implication is any other avera, even if you didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. So that's the basis of Shitas Rebbe v'Rabbanon. And how are the Rabbanon going to darshan hikares tikares if it's not referring to the idea that you're still going to be chayv kares even after Yom HaKippurim for these three averos if you didn't do tshuva? Hikares ba'olam hazeh, Tikaris the Olam Abba. Hikaris is a reference to being cut off from Olam Hazeh. Tikaris and Olam Abba. Avon Abba, Shemas Tshuva Meis, Misa Marekes. And Avon Abba teaches us that if a person does Tshuva and he dies, the Misa will be memarik the avon. The misa will erase the avon. So it sounds from the drasha, ikaris bal mazat, ikaris bal maba, is only by these averos that we're alluding to in the pasuk. Porikol, megalapanim b'torah, mefer bris basar. That's where he's totally cut off. This world, the next world. However, if you look in the Rambam, in the 8th paragraph of Shuvah, the Rambam discusses Olam Abba, and he writes that the Tova Tzvuna L'Tzadikim, the ultimate reward for Tzadikim is Chaye Olam Abba. It's Chayim that doesn't have any Maves, it's Tova that doesn't have any Ra'a. The Schar of Tzadikim is to enjoy that pleasure. Then they're going to have this gracious, amazing gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Pira'un of the Rishayim is that they're not going to get that. They're going to be Nichras, they're going to die and be cut off from Olam Abba, that there's going to be a finality to their death. And anyone who's not Zochet to such a Chaim is a mace that's not Chai Liolam. He's Nichras Berisho, he's Avat Kebehema. He says, like an animal that dies, there is no doggy heaven. You know, the animal, it's dead, it's gone. So that's what Kares means. That's what the Kares is in the Torah when it says, Hikares, Tikares, and Nevashahi, Mepia Shmuel Lamdu, says the Rambam, Hikares Bal Mazeh, Tikares Liolam Haba. So in the Emek HaNetziv, on the Sifri, and in the Lekutei Halachos, they write, sounds from the Rambam, that's true of every Chai of Kares, that you don't get Olam Abba. That's L'chora against this Gemara. This Gemara sounds like it's dafka these three very significant averos of Parik Ol and Befer Bris Basar, etc. Plus, the Rambam himself writes in the third paragraph of Hilchos Tshuva, Ve'elu she'elam chelik l'olam haba, and the following don't have a chelik in olam haba, rather are nichras and are avudin and nidon and al godol rishon v'chatasam. And he says, minim apikorsim kofrim b'torah, kofrim b'tchias amesim. So it doesn't sound like every chay of kares is elam chelik l'olam haba, even according to the Rambam himself. So that's why the Netziv explains that the Rambam is definitely moded that there's a difference between the more significant averos like Porikol and Mefer Bris, our three examples, and other chayavei krisos, that if a person is going to be these are nidon with avedas nefesh and they suffer, whereas the meaning there are some that will suffer and then ultimately we go back to their shoresh, and some that are nidon liolam. So when he says kol chayavei krisos hikaris tikaris, is just a raya that karis means avedas nefesh and not just avedas haguf. So that's all the Rambam is trying to say. But those that are more significant chayavei krisos in a, it's forever, there's finality. Those that are less significant chayavei krisos, there's a time that they're not going to be zochet olam haba, but then ultimately they'll go back to their shoresh. Says the Gemara now, what did we say? Our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rebbe. Umi matzos mukmul karebi, can you really say that our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rebbe? V'hamid the Sefer Rabbi Yehudahi, reishanami Rabbi Yehudahi, from the fact that the Sefer of our Mishnah very clearly follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, it implies that the Reisha of our Mishnah is also Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Ketani Seifa, where do we see that the Seifa follows Rabbi Yehuda? Seifa says, Echad Yisrael, Vechad Kohanim, Vechad Kohen Meshuach. That Yisrael, Kohanim, Kohen Meshuach, they all have the same kapara with the Seir HaMishtaleach. So, Manisle Haisvara, who's the one that holds of such a thing? That the Kohanim are Mechaper with the Seir Mishtaleach? Seir Mishtaleach is not just for Yisraelim, it's for Kohanim as well? Rabbi Yehuda. That is the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So, if the Seifa is Rabbi Yehuda, Mechal the Reisha Rabbi Yehuda. It must be the Reisha also follows Rabbi Yehuda. So, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hivasavar like Rabbi Yehuda. No, the Mishnah is going like Rabbi, and Rabbi just happens to agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Kohanim also get a Kapara with the Seir Mishtaleach that But it doesn't mean that the Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda. So essentially, what we have is we have one position in the Mishnah that says that seems to say Yom Kippurim itself is mechaper even without tshuva, right? Because we say that this year is mechaper for mitzvah sasei, so that's got to be even without tshuva. That's Rebbe, and we have another position in the Mishnah which clearly reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda but on a totally different issue, that this year is mechaper even for Kohanim. So there are two ways we could have gone. We could have said that the entire Mishnah is authored by Rebbe, and he happens to agree with Rabbi Yehuda's position about what the seer accomplishes. Or we could have said the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and he happens to agree with Rebbe's position about what Yom HaKippurim accomplishes. So it says Gemara, Amar Abai, Dafka Kamar Rebbe Savlak Rabbi Yehuda, Avol Rabbi Yehuda Lo Savlak Rebbe. Did you say specifically in this way that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda about what the seer accomplishes, but Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't agree with Rebbe that Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper even without Tshuva? Oh, Dilma, Mid Rebbe Savlak Rabbi Yehuda, Af Rabbi Yehuda Savlanami Karebi. Or maybe no, they just don't disagree with each other. Each one accepts the other one's point. The only reason we said that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda is because that's the normal way to say it, that the Talmud holds like his Rebbe. And Rebbe is the Talmud of Rebbe Yehuda. So that's why we said it in that way. But in Echinami, we could have said it the other way as well. Samalei, in Dafka Kamina. No, I specifically said it in this way, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda and not that Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe. Because Rebbe Yehuda would not agree to Rebbe that Yom HaKippurim could be mechaper even without tshuva. Rebbe savlak Rebbe Yehuda, avlo Rebbe Yehuda lo savlak Rebbe. Detanya, how do I know this? Because we have a brisa. Yochel ye Yom HaKippurim mechaper al shavim v'al sheinim shavim. You might think that Yom Kippur could be mechaper for people who do tshuva and for people who don't do tshuva, like Rebbe says, but v'dinu. But we have a compelling reason to say not that way. Hol v'chatos v'ashem mechaperim v'Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Karban chatos, karban ashem provide kapara, similar to the fact that Yom Kippur also provides kapara, so we should compare the two. Ma chatos v'ashem ein mechaper ela al hashavim, av Yom HaKippurim ein mechaper ela al hashavim. Just like chatos is only mechaper for those who do tshuva, so too Yom Kippur should only be mechaper for those who do tshuva against Rebbe. Malachatos v'ashem shein mechaper al amezid kishogeg. Tomer Yom Kippurim shein mechaper al amezid kishogeg. But wait, can we make such a comparison between a chatos and an ashem on the one end and Yom Kippur on the other end? Are the kaparas that they provide really similar? Chatos and ashem are only mechaper for someone who did an avera b'shogeg. Yom Kippur even provides kapara for someone who did an avera b'mezid. So you can't necessarily say that if a chatos and ashem are only mechaper for people who do tshuva, therefore, by definition, Yom Kippur also is only mechaper for people who do tshuva. Hol mechaper al amezid kishogeg, yechaper al shavim al sheinim shavim. If Yom Kippur could be mechaper, it has a broader ability to be mechaper and can even be mechaper for mezid. Maybe it could even be mechaper for a guy who didn't do tshuva. Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says ach, and that is chilek. That's why the pasuk says we darshan from that ach to be mechalik, that it's only mechaper, that it's only mechaper when you did tshuva. So you see that this brisa, which is we're about to say, is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, clearly rejects the idea that Yom Kippur will be mechaper without tshuva. Stam sifra money. Who is the author of a stam sifra? Rabbi Yehuda. V'kamar shavim in lo shavim lo. And it says explicitly that only if you did tshuva, but not if you didn't do tshuva. So that's why we did not want to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, because we have a Stam Sifra that clearly rejects Rebbe, and we know Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, but wait, there is another Stam Sifra that seems to align with Rebbe. V'rami Stam Sifra, Stam Sifra. I could ask a din in another Stam Sifra that seems to align with Rebbe, Ditanya, because we have a Stam Sifra that says as follows. Yachol lo ye yom kippur mechaper elam kenes anabo. I might think that Yom Kippur can only be mechaper if a person does it right. He fasts, he says Mekadish Sol V'Yom HaKippurim in all of his brachos. So you see that the Birchas HaMoados is Minatora L'chora, if that's what we're saying, right? Because we're darshaning Psukim over here. That's what the Ritva points out. Tosas asks the question that we don't find that anywhere, any source for that idea, that Birchas HaMoados is Daraisa. So Tosas says, and the Ritva and Rabbeinu Tam, that Karo Mikro Kodesh Shalasa Bamalacha means that he doesn't do Malacha because of Kedushas Hayom. These aren't two separate issues. We say Karo Mikra Kodesh Vilasa Bamalacha. It's not Karo Mikra Kodesh Kama and also Vilasa Bamalacha. It means he was Kari Mikra Kodesh by Loasa Bamalacha, by refraining from Malacha. But anyways, the Brisa tells us, the Stam Sifra tells us, you might think that Yom Kippur will be Mechaper that only if you did these, if you treated Yom Kippur right, lo asanaba, v'lo kro mikro kodesh, v'asaba malacha. What if you did everything wrong on Yom Kippur? You ate and you didn't do mikro kodesh, you did malacha, minayin. How do I know Yom Kippur is still mechaper? Tamalomar, Yom Kippurim hu, mikol makom. That same pasuk, ach basol chodesh shvi, hazeh, Yom Kippurim hu, we darshan that it's mechaper no matter what. So what do you see? Here's a stam sifra, the Yom Kippur is mechaper even if you didn't do tshuva, even if you violated Yom Kippur itself. So Amar Abaye lo kasha. It's not a stira in the sifra. HaRabbi v'HaRabbi Yehuda. One stam sifra, the one we just quoted, assumes like Rabbi, and the one we quoted before that, that assumes that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And like we said, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to Rabbi. He doesn't think that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper without tshuva. Rava Amar Hava HaRabbi. No, even both stam sifras could be going like Rabbi. Mod Rabbi b'karis diyoma. And Rabbi, who says Yom Kippur is mechaper, yeah, it's mechaper for any other avera other than violating Yom Kippur. That's why the Stam Sifra tells us that Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for someone who eats on Yom Kippur. So the Rabbi's moda, the Chiyuv Karis, that Chal, because of Yom Kippur itself, that you're not going to get a kapar on Yom Kippur. Dilote ma'achi, because if you don't say such an idea, Karis Yom Kippur, the Rabbi Leslie, there could never be a possibility of Rabbi saying that you actually get Karis for violating Yom Kippur. And we know that's the onesh for violating Yom Kippur, but if you always get instant kapara, so then there's never going to be a Karis for violating Yom Kippur. So says Gemara, no, three possibilities how there could still be kares for violating Yom Kippur. Alam alo, mishkach zakon da'avad b'layli umis. Maybe we're talking about a guy who does malach on Yom Kippur at night of Yom Kippur, or eats at the night of Yom Kippur, is chayiv kares and dies before daybreak. Because even if you hold that the yom of Yom Kippurim is mechaper, it's got to be the yom of Yom Kippurim. The night is not going to be mechaper. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, the Torah says. So only the yom is mechaper. So says Gemara, Ela'ema, yeah, but it's still going to be difficult because Ela'ema karis diyamama l'Rabbi Leslie. You're still not going to come up with an example of when a person could be chayiv karis for violating the day of Yom HaKippurim. And l'chora, you're chayiv for violating the day of Yom HaKippurim as well. So says Gemara, no, I'll give you two examples. Alam alo, mishkach so da'achlum tza v'chanke. Maybe the person was eating in Yom Kippur and he choked while he was eating and he died. Umis, and he died. And therefore he never had a moment after he ate for the Yom HaKippurim to be mechaper for him, so that's how he's chayiv kares. Inam idachol samach l'shkiyas chachama d'lav shlus l'chapuri lei, or he ate right up against shkiyas chachama, and therefore there was not enough time to be mechaper for him because he didn't have a moment of the day after he finished eating for Yom HaKippurim to possibly be mechaper for him. Rashi quotes that somehow the girsa d'tanya chomer d'si'ir. The Tanya Chomer b'Seir mi b'Yom HaKippurim, that the Seir is mechaper miyad and Yom HaKippurim is ad shetechshach, and Chomer b'Yom HaKippurim mi b'Seir, that Yom Kippur is mechaper without a korban as opposed to a Seir. And Rashi says we reject that girsa because in our sugya it's clearly against that girsa, because according to the answer of the Gemara that Yom Kippur is mechaper right away, it's not mishetechshach, meaning there is no such idea that Yom Kippur that mishetechshach, that's when the kapara of Yom HaKippurim comes. Right, it sounds clearly from our Gemara that the kapara comes immediately. There's a story they say that Rav Salvejki say when he was a young boy, he remembers walking. They had, a break before Ni'ilah. I guess they didn't break before Mincha, and he was walking with his father outside, and the sun was beginning to set. And he says that sunset is not like any other sunset of the year. With that sunset comes kapara. With that sunset comes Mechilas Avonos L'chora. That's totally in this issue. Is if you have this gear, so then yeah, the sunset is what brings. The Sofa Yom is what brings Mechilas Avonos. But from the Pashtus of the Sugya, it doesn't sound that way. It's any moment in the day is what actually brings the Kaparet. It's Lav Dafka, the sunset. Adrava, the sunset does not bring Kaparet Avonos. If you summon Klishkiya Sachama, then you won't get a Kaparet Avonos. Okay, Echli Sholachan Mechakoy Meshuach. We said whether Israel, a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, they all get Kaparet with the Seir. The only difference between Yisrael, Kohanim, and Kohen Meshuach, the Mishnah said, is that the par is mechaper for the Kohanim and Tumas Mikdash and Kedashav. So it says, Mar Hagufa Kash. kasha. It's an internal stira. Katani echad yisrael v'echakan v'echakoy meshuach. Sounds like they all get the same kapar with the stira mishtaleach, that there's no difference between them. V'adotani ma'ben yisrael v'echakan v'echakoy meshuach. And then it says, oh, and by the way, what's the difference in the kapara between the yisrael, the kohen, and the kohen meshuach, the kohen gadol? So are they the same or are they not the same? Amar vidah hachi ka'amar. No, what the Tana means says like this. Echad yisrael v'echakan v'echakoy meshuach mischapim b'sir mishtaleach b'shar averos. How do they all get kapara for other averos from the same thing? The sir mishtaleach ve'in chiluk b'neim, and there's no distinction. Yisrael kohen kohen meshuach. No, the difference is only when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, not by Shar Averos. The par is mechaper for the Kohanim, for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. The Sierra Panimi is mechaper for Yisrael on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Umani Rabbi Yudi, and we're assuming like Rabbi Yudah, who holds that Kohanim are mechaper with the Sier Mishtalech for Shar Averos. That's what our Mishnah assumes. Where do we see that Rabbi Yudah holds such a thing, that Kohanim get a kapara with the Sier Mishtalech for every other Avera, just like Yisrael does? Titania, we have a brisa. Darshan's a pasuk. Pasuk says v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh zel lifnai v'lifnim. That's referring to the kodesh hakodashim, the tuma that happens there, that the kohen gets kapara for that. Esol moed ze hechel, any tuma that happens in the hechel. Mizbeach is the word, next word in the pasuk. Kimashmao, he's makter ketares bituma. Yichaper elu azaros, that he's mechaper for anyone who goes into the azara bituma. And all of these are tumas mikdash hakodashim. The kohanim get a kapara with the par, and the Yisrael get a kapara with the sa'ir. What does it then say? Kohanim kimashma'an. Amakahal elu Yisrael. Yechaper elu alevim. So then the pasuk goes on to link the Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim, the Yisraelim, the Levim. So hushu kulon the kapara achas. That's to tell us that they all have the same kapara in the sense that Shemeschaper Mesir Meshalech Besharaveros to Rabbi Yehuda. That when it comes to non Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav issues, they all get the same kapara with the Sierra Mishtaleach. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Amar Kshem Shadam Sier Nasib Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael Al Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Just like the Dama Sotir Bifnim is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav for Yisraelim, Kach Dama Par Mechaper Al Kohanim Al Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. The Dama Par is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav Kohanim. Ukeshem Shevidoyo Shel Sier Mishtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael Bishar Averos. And just like the Sier Mishtalech is only Mechaper for Yisraelim on Shar Averos, Kach Viduyo Shel Par Mechaper Al Kohanim Bishar Averos. The Kohanim's Kapara for Shar Averos doesn't come with the Seir, says Rabbi Shimon. It comes with the Par. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Seir is Mechaper for Kohanim and Yisraelim alike when it comes to Shar Averos. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Well, Rabbi Shimon Avadei Hushvu, but what does Rabbi Shimon do with the fact that we do link Yisraelim to Kohanim in some way? My Hushvu, you know what we link them in some way? The B'nai Kaparin Inu. Mi Kol Chad V'char Mekaper Midrashay. Yeah, they both are eligible for kapara. But how do they get that kapara? Different ways. For the Yisraelim, it's the Sir Mishlech. For the Kohanim, it's the Par. My time in Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon hold the Kohanim cannot get a kapara with the Sir Mishlech? Dichsiv, v'loka cheshnei ha-si'irin. It says you take the two goats. Iskish Sir Mishlech, l'sir anasa b'fnim. So we're linking the role that these two goats play. Just like the Sier Nasa Bifnim doesn't work for Kohanim, it only works for Yisraelim. Dichsiv bei Asher La'am Afsir Mishtalech in Mechaper Al Kohanim Bishar Averos. So too the Sier Mishtalech only works for Yisraelim, does not work for Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, well, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that we somehow link the two Seirim to each other. How is he going to address that? He thinks that when it comes to the Sier Mishtalech, it works for Kohanim as well. So in what way is it comparable to the Seir Lashem? So he'll tell you, Lahachi Yiskash Yushavim Bemar V'Kama V'Damim Huda'asa, that the two Seirim are identical. They look the same. They're the same color. They're the same. They cost the same amount of money. That's what we're linking them, not as far as what kapara they offer. Who's the author of the following brisa? The Kohanim do not get kapara with that seir. They only get kapara with the par of Aaron. You might think they don't even get kapara with the par of Shalaron because it says asher lo, which makes it sound like they don't get kapara with the Kohen Gadol's par. So kshuomer yichaper al kohanim, but when the pasuk says yichaper al kohanim, apparently there is some kapara somewhere. So it has to go Bamehim Mishaprin, Mutov Sheishapru, Bipar Shalaron, Shayhuta Mikhlalo Itzal Beso. So better to say that they get their kapara from Aaron's par, because at least you see an exception to this idea that only the Kohen Gadol gets a kapara from it, because his whole bias gets a kapara from it. Val Yishapru Basir Anasa Bifnim, and they're not going to get a kapara from the Sir Anasa Bifnim, Shlahuta Mikhlalo Itzal Beso, because there is no exception to the rule of kaparas b'nei beso of the Kohen Gadol by the Seer Nasa b'fnim. V'im nafshach lomer, and if you still want to have a problem with this, harei omer beis Aaron baruch es Hashem, beis Halevi baruch es Hashem, yirei Hashem baruch es Hashem. So you see that all of the Kohanim are called beis Aaron, and they're all getting kapara with the par. So man tana, who's the author of this brisa that says that me'ata einlen kapara, that if not for the kapara they were to get with the par, there would be no kapara for them to get? Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah Delok, Rabbi Yehuda, that must be against Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Kohanim, Yeshlen Kapara, B'Sir Mishtalech. That Kohanim do get Kapara somewhere else, with the Sir Mishtalech. Umani, Rava Amr Rabbi Shimoni, Damar Kohanim Eilim Kapara B'Sir Mishtalech. And therefore the Braisa must be following Rabbi Shimon, who holds that no, if not for the par, they wouldn't get any kapara whatsoever. So this brisa seems to be aligned with Rabbi Shimon and against Rabbi Yehuda. So tomorrow we'll pick up where Abaye disagrees, and he thinks it could even be aligned with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.